San Francisco Dam. San Francisco is getting pandas from China, and a billionaire's child ran away to the Tenderloin.
Okay, San Francisco Dam, I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. Thank you for coming by. This is your show for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I hope you are doing beautifully. Of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerins, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. Let's get right into it. Our mayor, London Breed, and guys, I promise I'm not going to be snarky about the mayor. She just came back from a taxpayer-funded vacation, 30 of her co-workers or whatever, blah, blah, I know. Eye roll. They went to China. I could say something sarcastic. They were tearing her a new hole on X Twitter. So she came back with this rhetoric, oh, we're going to have, they're bringing Chinese pandas to San Francisco, which launched 1,000 sarcastic memes of dragged out pandas getting high on the Tenderloin. Children, Lord have mercy. I have a link to my X Twitter page where you could see one of the memes. Overall, in general, San Francisco is over the mayor. Now, in order to bring these pandas over from China, now this is a dystopian city. Downtown has basically been conquered by antisocials. These insane anti-car bike lane activists are deactivating retail. They already ruined downtown. You know, they closed downtown San Francisco from cars. They had an insane bike lane in the middle of Valencia Street, a hipster area in the Mission, which is being decimated. In fact, one of the owners is on a month-long hunger strike because he's going out of business. Because people in San Francisco, they want to park closer to the establishment that they're going to. It's a very dysfunctional city. And when they can't get a parking spot close to the venue or the restaurant, then they just leave. So this guy's going out of business. He's having a hunger strike because of the insane bike lane activists. Now, this is a city that London Breed thought that announcing the arrival, the future arrival of two pandas would have everybody rah-rah. Like I said, they're tearing her a new hole on social media. So the San Francisco Zoo is torn down. Oh, by the way, did you know there are 6,000 nonprofits getting $14 billion in San Francisco, 6,000. Somebody said, oh, that's a typo. 600, no, it's not. 6,000 nonprofits getting $14 billion for a tore-up city. But anyway, the mayor happily announced that these two pandas are coming to San Fran, Fenton, all the well-deserved nickname. And the zoo needs to be upgraded to the tune of $25 million. Guys, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. And now, there's a man who started Slack. Do you guys know what Slack is? Slack? Well, he sold it. One of my followers told me he sold it, or he's a multi-billionaire worth like $25 billion or something. He's got a little 16-year-old daughter. She ran away to the Tenderloin. So they're all on social media. Help find so-and-so. Excuse me? Excuse me? You're rich as hell. Your 16-year-old child ran away to the most dystopian, junkie-encrusted district in the world, and you're going to social media to ask people to help you find your kid? With $1 billion, you hire 50 private detectives, one for each square block in the Tenderloin. It's 50 square blocks. Now, Tenderloin is a pure D. That's a Southern say, pure D. Pure D junkie apocalypse. Now, if your 16-year-old child is running away to the Tenderloin, they are a dope fiend. So here's what they do. They got all this money. Don't go on social media saying, help us find our kid. You use your money. You hire 50 detectives for each square block of the Tenderloin. 50 square block. 50 private detectives, have them dress up like junkies and have them have a wallet full of $100 bills and go around showing the junkies a picture of this little white girl who ran away from her rich billionaire parents. The daddy founded Slack. 50 private detectives with a wallet full of $100 bills and show the junkies the money, and they will find that girl in an hour. Because dope fiends love money, children. To me, it's a hypocritical because the Tenderloin has the most children of any district in San Fran fentanyl. 3,000 children live in the Tenderloin where there are equal number of junkies living on the sidewalk, right? It is the destination for hipster junkies from all over America, young and old, black and white. They love going to the Tenderloin as a crash pad. So the richies, you know, rich people band together. So they're all like retweeting, help find her. No public money should be used to find this runaway child of the billionaire. Billionaires are self-funded. And I'll repeat, hire 50 off-duty, well, actually 50 private detectives. And you can also hire 50 off-duty cops. Flood the Tenderloin with these people with wallets full of money. And those junkies will squeal and turn this girl in an hour. So I expect if when you hear about the story, you will hear that the runaway 16-year-old in San Francisco has been found because her daddy is a billionaire and he could afford to have her found. But San Francisco doesn't care about 16-year-old kids living in the Tenderloin watching all the dystopian. They're very hypocritical. This 16-year-old girl is no more important than these little working class kids in the Tenderloin. So guys, that's the show for today. San Francisco is getting $25 million pandas. Downtown is still torn up and surrendered by the junkies. And I thank you for coming. This has been your show for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday children, wherever you are in the world. I appreciate you recommending, listening, and continually coming by. Thank you so much. I am Dee Dee Dam. I love you. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.